The question you may be raising at this point is, what's the relation of complexity theory with management? What are the implications of complexity theory about how we think about organizations? The different concepts, such as emergence and self-organization, usually derive from the study of natural systems. But how do they relate to organizations in management? There are many implications, and we're going to see some of them in this video. How do we usually think about organizations? Yeah, we usually think about organizations in some kind of stable environment. And historically thinking, we thought about organizations as a principle of stability and continuity. However, we are increasingly recognizing the unpredictability of the social and environment surrounding organizations. We're talking about an increasingly globalized world in which sometimes small effects, small events in one part of the world may bring consequences at a global perspective. So we're talking about complexity in a social environment which are sometimes very difficult to predict. One thing we know about complex systems is that they need to match the complexity of the environment. If you have a highly complex environment, it's important that you have some kind of internal variation that may facilitate adaptation to an ever-changing environment. Yeah, the range of behavior variation within systems is constrained by external and internal contingencies. So globalization has brought important changes in contingencies of reinforcement that highlights an evolutionary perspective, a selectionist perspective to change in organizations. It is important to remember that management as a science, if you can consider that a science, is highly related with the emergence of industrial societies. It came to answer the needs of increasingly industrial societies in the 19th century. We have thought about organizations in principle of control, stability, and restricting variation. And that's something that has been very useful for many years. However, we have increasingly noticed the limitations of such perspective. And here we can see that complexity theory and complexity science bring us important tools to look at changes in emergence in organizational setting, in adaptation, a broader perspective. Yeah, so it has a lot of important implications for management. So one thing is about change. Why we think about changes in organization as design change and sometimes revolutionary change as middle points in between some different states of stability. Now we think about organizations in an evolutionary perspective. Changes happen in a evolutionary rather than evolutionary logic, which means that changes usually emerges from process of interactions and they happens more or less all the time. So change and stability coexist in a very complex way. One thing we know is that we have increasing interest in emergent informal structure. Network analysis give us some glimpses of that. Yeah. Let's take a look at the selectionist perspective to organizational change. If you think about the objective of producing standardized processes and products, we would think about constraining behavioral repertoire. If you think about matching the complexity of the environment, you would think about facilitating, allowing a certain degree of variation, internal variation. If you think about interactions, if you think about standard processes, you would try to restrict variation to formal chains of commands. But you think about matching the complexity of the environment, you would think about facilitating interactions across different levels and across different units. And you would think about webs of interactions that sometimes do not correspond to formal organizational boundaries. And that brings implications for selection. Yeah. If you think about standardized processes and products, you would think about a limited base for selection. But if you're thinking about matching the complexity of the environment, you would need a basis of selection that is sufficient to cover different like behaviors and ideas that may be necessary to cope with dynamic and changing environments. So most of the time, if you think about complexity and about management in a complex world, means understanding the dynamics of variation, interactions, and selection. The different choices we make here, facilitating, restraining variation, facilitating, restraining interaction, provide different directions for selection. And most of the time, organizations make unconscious choices about such processes. When you think about complexity, we have to make conscious choices about variation, interaction, selection. So working on evolutionary logic means understanding the three dynamics of evolution. We also need to understand the informal emergent structures. Let's take one example here. Here we have exactly the same organization, the same agents, the same people. We have on the top the formal organizational chart, the bottom, the social network analysis of the same organization. And we can learn different things here. By looking at the social network analysis of the organization, we start to see things that we wouldn't see by only looking at the formal structure. We see, for example, that Cole becomes a central person. We see some other agents that had otherwise a central position in a hierarchical, formal hierarchical structure might have a less important or less central position when you do like conduct a network analysis. And when we have a figure as such, when you do a social network analysis, we may, for example, anticipate possible scenarios. What may happen if Cole leaves the company? Is your network becomes dysfunctional? Is that someone else going to take his position? How is the network structure going to respond to that? You have different structures, maybe new groups emerging. So we can maybe anticipate possible scenarios and prevent some risks that may be brought when we lose some important agent, some central agent in a network. And we may also identify interactions that should be facilitated, that maybe some process that should be integrated. So this is one of the things that when we notice that when we actually analyze networks. Again, there are many other questions that we may raise, and I'll be looking forward to hear actually your questions when you think about the organizations or where you work, or maybe the societies where we live. There are a lot of questions that have been raised about complex systems when you think about organizations and societies, but there's still a lot of things we don't know. So that's an exciting moment where you actually have the space to raise your own questions and bring your own contribution to our fields. So thank you.